Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Here we go. Fourth hour of the G-Bag Nation. Rangers pregame coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Ecuador did it. They beat Germany coming back from down 1-0, and they will advance out of Group E as the third-place team. The Ecuadorian fans in the stands are in tears.
They are in tears.
Yeah, quite an emotional day for them. Here's Wolchuk with that proper round trip.
Let's do it. Let's go around the bases right after this.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott?
That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Could tie it with one swing.
That's right, he is indeed back as Corey Seager has been activated off the IL. Cody Freeman does go on the 10-day IL, but Corey Seager was back. He is starting at short tonight in Toronto, and he will be hitting third in the order. Jock Peterson back to DHing leading off, Wyatt Langford playing center field and batting second, then Seager at short batting third, Nimmo in right, Berger at first, Ezekiel Duran at third, Alejandro Osuna in left field, Kyle Higashioka catching for Mackenzie Gore, and Nicky Lopez will be rounding out your order and playing second base. And of course, leading off, George Springer. The hated George Springer, the former Houston Astro, DHing for the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, Seager, as Jared mentioned, he has the highest batting average by any opponent in Blue Jays history with 100 or more ABs. He's reached safely in 15 of 16 career games at Rogers Center. So this clearly is a good park for Corey Seager.
The time is now.
It is. Let's get this thing going. You know, worst case scenario, it's to try and up your trade deadline acquisition here, try and get more in return if you flip him. Or maybe they have the opportunity as they're still just 2.5 games back of the first place Mariners right now.
Well, Sandler told us twice there at the end of that hour. Sorry to cut you off, Wolchuk. He's not going to be playing every day. They're highly concerned about this.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. He just had 14 days off the back in the hammy. You know, I hope he is healthy enough that he could put together a streak worthy of being traded for, and that he could also pass a physical once he gets there.
That's a good point.
This is bizarre.
That's a good point. Yeah. And it is. It's one of those things where I wonder if we're going to see him DH a little bit more and not be playing the field. And I think that that's been a conflict of interest that he has not wanted to do, and maybe something that has caused, I don't want to say friction, but like maybe the team's wanted to do that. Maybe they've, you know, I'm sure there's frustration of his availability in the past.
Yeah.
But maybe that's an answer.
Put you in harm's way at second base, as we saw with his own teammate earlier in the season, and then reaching for stuff.
And he's a taller shortstop.
That's what gets you. You know, and as you boys journey into your mid-30s and into your late-30s and 40s, you'll learn to look at reaches as a potential oblique moment, you know?
Oh, really?
That's when bending over with your legs to pick up stuff really becomes a thing.
Is it the going down? Less of the going up?
Yes. It's reaching and coming up. Yes. You want to go out wide and come up like you're stopping the hole?
Yeah.
That's going to slip a disc.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, jeez.
So you went wide stance there.
Yes.
Just to mitigate some of that verticality.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a journey that nobody likes to go on, but it's real. And apparently it's, you know, getting to Seager. No surprise here. Mid-30s as an athlete, been playing the highest, most demanding position in the game. Not surprised. But, yeah, if 2 weeks off, has it reset your back?
Jeez, that sounds terrible.
I don't think he's going to be 100% for the rest of the season. And, again, I hope that, you know, I won't say waited too long because that would put the blame on CY, but I just hope you didn't get kind of timing banged here.
No, it's a fair question because I think there were some people I know last offseason or this time last year that were like, should you look to trade Corey? Like, your value is only going to decline every single year. Is now the time to do it? They obviously went on a run and were sniffing at the postseason until the final 2 weeks last year, and then things kind of fell apart on them. But, you know, this is the second straight year they're going to be hitting the halfway point on June 25th, and they've got a record now below 500. Last year, they were 39-41. It's the fifth time in 6 years since they moved to Globe Life Field that they're hitting the halfway mark, and they're sub 500. The only other year, of course, the World Series year in 2023. So this is kind of par for the course of what this baseball team has been here. And hopefully, you know, where we sit here again and hope. And hope is not a strategy, but maybe they're able to get things going here against Toronto.
You think they'll try and flip Seager for like a fifth starter in the rotation?
That could happen. I mean, I think that they're always
like a one for one,
just bolster that starting rotation, dude.
Go for that guy in Detroit.
That's what the postseason's about, man.
Man, speaking of pitching, the Rays, they had a combined no-hitter going against the Royals today into the ninth. It was freaking 13-0. They were clobbering the Royals. And then just in that ninth inning, Craig Kimbrell's in, and Carter Jansen hits a two-run homer off of him. And I think the KNC absolutely put the kiss of death on this.
Yeah.
Because Kevin goes ahead and says, my gosh, we've got a no-hitter going. And then bang, here goes Carter Jansen, and it's over. And unfortunately, but look, 13-2, the final, still a tremendous win for the Rays, but an opportunity at the combined no-no there. And I feel like when the Rays ever have a no-hitter, it's always combined. Because they don't allow their pitchers to go more than like four innings there in Tampa Bay.
No, that's right. That's right.
It's crazy. But that's what you're looking at there. New power rankings are out, courtesy of ESPN. No surprise, the Dodgers are number one, but the Brewers have surpassed the Atlanta Braves for the number two spot, and they have just got a nice boost to their rotation as Brandon Woodruff has returned from the IL. So not only do they have Cy Young frontrunner Jacob Mizorowski, and they also have Kyle Harrison, an all-star breakout candidate, but here comes Woodruff, who had no walks over six scoreless innings, 10 Ks. That is looking like one of the best rotations in all of Major League Baseball. With him back, the Brewers could be a sneaky team to maybe dethrone the Dodgers, maybe, but I don't think it'll actually happen. The rest of your top five, the Yankees at four and the Phillies at five.
Yeah, Brewers win 100 games and get swept in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's kind of their MO.
That's the way that they do it. The Rangers have fallen to 18. They were 17. They were at 18.
Oh, big fall.
Toronto's at 14. They moved up from 18 to 14. They don't have Scherzer right now. He's hurt. He's not going to be pitching. The Blue Jays did get some good news
surprise
with Shane Bieber making his season debut earlier this week.
Scherzer not pitching because of injury?
Yeah, he's
really
on the IL. Yep, God, another detour to the IL. I mean, and again, it's the right forearm tendonitis, and then he's got a left ankle inflammation. So you've got a forearm that's tight, and then you got the ankle that you can't even step off and pitch on. So he's screwed. He needs to retire.
Both ends of the body spectrum, just paying the price.
Just absolutely bleeped. Okay, Dansby Swanson. They had a doubleheader yesterday for Chicago.
Had a homer.
Not only did he have a homer, in both games combined, he had 15 RBIs. 15 RBIs.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That is crazy, because you were giving us some of those numbers earlier from this game, but he is the first player in Major League Baseball history to reach 15 RBIs in a series since 2016, when Danny Espinosa of the Nats tallied as many against the Reds in a series from the end of July to the beginning, from the ending of June through July 3rd. So that's crazy. He's also the first Cub to tally at least four RBIs in three straight games, which is tied for the longest streak since 1920. So you're going back. That's pre-merger.
So this is Grand Salami. This is Jimmy Jack, and a couple more slugs.
You name
back
it.
To back to back. To
I mean,
back
what,
to
what,
back.
What does Jimmy John's have? The gargantuan.
Yeah, the gargantuan.
That gargantuan's what Dansby Swanson just had, man.
That's Jimmy John's.
Yeah, Jimmy John's.
What's in a gargantuan?
A lot of Italian meats.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of Italian meats.
Is it basically
meats.
Just like a giant Italian sub?
It pretty much is, yeah. Yeah, Jimmy John's.
How did
it's like, bang for your buck, I think it's right up there.
Probably the bit
probably drop
it.
I mean, in college, I think I would drop like $9 at a time to have like, you know, a gargantuan sandwich.
You know, the
I love the Italian sandwich.
I know,
it's a
dude.
Good one. I mean, shout out to Jersey Mike's, they're doing it right. All right, Aaron Judge's Yankees debut jersey is going to auction. The estimated value on this thing, fellas.
$5 million.
His debut jersey?
His debut jersey.
So this isn't like a made history jersey, but
it's his pre-sale estimates are anywhere from $3 to $5 million.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's crazy. You also have he wore a shirt during the historic dive, the Jeter play in 2004. They're auctioning that off, Jeter's shirt. That's supposed to go from 500K to 700K.
I thought Aaron Judge was somehow on that team.
No.
Oh, man, that's a hell of a career.
Yeah, no, this is the shirt that Jeter wore on that
dive. It was his
rookie
year.
But $3 to $5 million, I mean, it's wild that people are willing to pay that. I get it. Like, debut jersey, this dude's probably a future Hall of Famer. He's got the American League home run record right now with 62 that he hit in our own ballpark. But that is freaking wild.
Is he still out with tendonitis? Has he come back?
He's still got the tendonitis.
Okay.
He does.
Happens after getting repeatedly kicked in between the legs.
Yeah, absolutely. Right in the balls.
Got to wear your cup.
Can you imagine what a Jalen Brunson finals jersey is going to sell for one of these days?
Oh,
like,
man.
Like, do they do some of that with the, I don't know, I know.
Like a finals jersey?
Yeah, one of his game-worn finals jerseys.
Jalen Brunson. Final game
5 that he won the championship in? Yeah. That thing's going to break records.
Bidding starts at $5 million, 100%. Goes up to 10, 20.
Actually, $1,000 just to take a picture with him at FanFest right now.
Who ends up owning that? It could be any number of those.
I mean, would that be a Spike Lee thing? Do you think Spike tries to get that?
What's our former mayor, Bloomberg, right? Isn't he a Knicks guy?
Yeah.
He's worth, what?
Ben Stiller?
$200 or $300 billion.
I think it might
dollars.
Be like above their pay grade.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it might be. Maybe they all just go in and then take a little piece of it.
That's celebrity.
Chalamet gets some.
You get a sleeve. I get a sleeve.
Yeah.
You got to have like hedge fund money. Like,
that's crazy.
Fancy New York banker.
That's a saying. I think Bloomberg is like a well over like $200 billion kind of
guy. That's
the
guy. Yeah. That's the guy then.
Yeah. Wow. Bloomberg, yeah.
Man.
He's the guy. Remember the old dude that like they dove in the stands and he got like the drink spilled all over
him? Oh, yes.
Wow.
And they were worried about his health, but he's like, oh, I'm okay. He's 80 some years old.
I was coming home on the plane 2 days ago. This lady reached for the garbage bag.
Dropped.
Absolutely threw it over the seat in front of me onto the lady.
Oh.
I'm like, how could you be so uncoordinated? Yeah. And the lady and then you
put your trash away.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could make a finger
Watch
roll
this.
Layup.
You can.
I guess she Not tried to offhand, shoot it, and there was just no athletic bones in her body.
Steal Abby's shortbread cookies, by the way.
Those are incredible cookies. Yeah. I know which ones you're talking
Can't
about.
Wait to try it.
I don't think Aaron Judge is that good to spend $5 million bucks on for a jersey. Do you guys?
You're waiting all this time to say that, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a legendary organization. I want some historical stuff.
So you want like Lou Gehrig's jersey?
Okay. Yeah, for $5 million, I want some history.
You want Babe Ruth?
I want Babe Ruth gear.
The Babe Ruth jersey when he was pointing to center field.
I mean, okay. Jeter's worth way more. 62 bumps, that's nice. You know, that's great. AL record.
That's history.
Yeah, but nobody's saying like Aaron Judge is some sort of a home run king, right?
385 dongs?
That's all
he has for his career is 385?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's like the item that I'd be allocating $5 million for.
I wouldn't spend $5 million on it, but I don't have that to spend. You know, I'd have to be an Emmitt Smith type of thing.
Let me get that Jets Sam Darnold seeing ghost jersey.
Okay. You know? There you go. You know, a piece
That's
of sports
a legend
history.
Right there. That's a chance.
$5 million for an Aaron Judge. Wow.
That's a lot.
I mean, I'm seeing what the Ohtani jersey's going for. We're gonna come back, give you some Rangers keys to victory and hand it off to the pregame show next to the fan.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys here in Dallas. Keys to victory. Okay, Seager should get the Dawson foot-in-the-mouth bump. It benefited Leiter. Big time last year, benefited Gore big time a couple of months back. And I regret what I said yesterday as far as his concussion protocol had not passed it. Although I would argue he could have yesterday morning. They said, well, he doesn't have time to get to this early game in Miami. I would say with your team needing you and needing to score runs in the process of getting swept, I would wake up at 5 a.m. and say, get the trainer, get the medical staff to the ballpark. I'm going to get this protocol passed. But he didn't want to. Okay. But whatever the case, hopefully, that this trend holds for us. I think, speaking of the lineup, you got to get Josh Jung back in the mix. He was 0 for 13 in the Miami series, so it's going to be tough to win with Josh Jung having an 0-4. Pitching-wise, don't chase Gausman. The sinker from him is deadly, the Blue Jays starter tonight. If you think you're going after stuff maybe a little bit below the zone, you're like, I'm going to expand beneath the zone here against Gausman, that'll make you look silly.
He's really good, and he has certainly had some good outings against the Rangers previously. And you never know what you're going to get with Mackenzie Gore. You know, there's times of brilliance, and then there's also times where it's like, what in the world is this guy doing?
And with Toronto's right-handed power bats, it could be a huge key. Like, his four-seamer has not gotten teed off on Mackenzie Gore's like it did last year, where I think he gave up 12 home runs on the fastball. This year so far, we're at the midway point of the season. He's only given up two on the four-seamer. I think opposing hitters are around 210, 220 against him. So can you stay out of trouble with your fastball? Or better yet, can you stay ahead in counts and keep on giving him Uncle Charlie? You know what I'm saying? Well, Chuck, baseball guy, you know what I'm talking about.
I think Okamoto might go yard on him in the second inning.
It could very well be the leadoff hitter, Chief, if you're scoring at home. Caleb Williams' trademarking of Iceman has been rejected.
Hell yeah. Sorry, Caleb. Can't get it.
Did you see, wasn't it because of like Chuck Liddell or George Gervin or anything like
was
that?
It's
because
gun?
There's a lacrosse company or lacrosse something or other that does winter gear, and they have these boots and things that they trademarked like back in the 90s or something. Iceman boots or something. And so that's one of the reasons why they've denied it, because he's trying to do like Iceman apparel. And they've kind of, I guess, already got dibs on
it. An apparel move.
Yeah.
I see. How sold are you guys? Are you accepting or rejecting the idea of Caleb Williams as a franchise quarterback?
Accepting.
Accepting with that coach.
Top 10? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Johnson, that coach, big
factor.
Yeah.
That's a huge factor.
Yeah. You know, I think the accuracy and the time to throw for him are things in his profile that I look at, and I think, how long are you going to be able to keep this up for? I think it's kind of a race against time as far as building an offense around him that can get the ball a little bit quicker. They do have great tight end weapons. They have good wide receiver weapons still, but I guess Roma Dunze is dealing with a foot issue. He said earlier this offseason, it will never be the same again. Wow. But obviously they're confident because they traded DJ Moore to Buffalo.
Nice, but Luther Burden.
Luther Burden really emerged in the second half of last year, and obviously Loveland and Komet are massive. Okay, thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75-635, just went 3.5 flawless. Thanks to Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Broadus. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Until then, I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the Nation. At ease.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.